Let me start off by reading Numbers chapter 9, verse number 23. So they camped or traveled. So they camped or traveled at the Lord's command, and they did whatever the Lord told them through Moses. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth and fadeth away. But the word of our God shall endure. It shall stand. It shall last forever. And it is by this word that the gospel is preached unto you on this day. Kinfolk, because of the immensity of the message, as they say, and the brevity of time, I will attempt to be accurate, brief, and clear on this morning with the particular lesson that I picked up for preaching at this time. So what I'd like for you to do, first of all, is I want to thank Brandon again for that excellent class that he conducted. But what I'd like for you to do this time is lend me your ears. Give God your heart. And listen with expectation and listen with anticipation for a revelation from the scripture, from the word of God that can help change and transition you from where you are to where God wants you to be. God wants to use you. He wants to work with you, and he gives us his word to help transform us into something else, into something altogether lovely, if we hold on and trust in God and do what he tells us to do. So I believe I want to get in my lesson this way, kinfolk. Let me just go right into it. We have been examining the children of Israel under the lens of their preparation to exit Egypt under the series of sermons entitled The Waymaker from Exodus 14, 13 through 15. And while we have been examining those lessons, it's been a blessing to you, I pray. I know it has been for me. But we found some things as we study through that. And I'm working my way to my text. We're going to get there. But I want to refresh your memory that when we studied about the Waymaker, as we were studying that text, we have to remember that we have God's presence and God's protection. When we are aware of his presence, we don't have to fear. And we've learned that, and I learned this from Sister Rochelle, that you may be struggling, but as long as you just keep on standing, you're going to be all right. Stand firm and be not afraid to take the next step. You all remember that? You can just look at amen if you don't. I can see some of you. Okay, praise the Lord. Stand firm and don't be afraid to take the next step forward in God and see his salvific delivery when we trust and obey him. So in the last episode of All My Children, I refer to it as All My Children, the Waymaker series, we left the children of Israel. We left them standing on the banks of the Red Sea. And while we left them standing there on the banks of the Red Sea, I want to follow this narrative path, but take it just a little further, take it down just a little further down the road. And I want us to observe the children of Israel about a year after Israel's departure from Egypt. And we're going to find them now in this particular part of the story when the Lord is speaking to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. Now, if I had to give this particular pericope of text that I picked up for preaching, I'm going to be pulling on and pulling out a few points for on today, I would simply call it what it says in the text, in the wilderness. They ask you, what did the preacher preach about on Sunday? In the wilderness. Y'all still with me? NMCC? Okay, thank you. Amen. Amen. Let me just go over some historicity of the text, and then let's move right into it, and then we'll give you some points and things that you can ponder on to help you through this week. Now, the Bible attests that Moses compiled the book during the wilderness wanderings, and the phrase, the Lord spake unto Moses, appears more than 80 times in the book. Another often stated phrase in this pericope of text is at the Lord's command. It's a whole lot of preaching in there. I can't pull on all of it, but I'm just going to pull on a few pieces. But what I want you to understand, the theme of this book, the theme of this message is that of transition. The theme of the book is transition. And the theme of the message today is transition. Because that's what we're going through. And we've been going through a transition for a while. I was just thinking about it as I was sitting here. We started this journey on this Zoom thing that we got going on right now. And this the form of worship that we have right now back in March, April, May, June, July. 5-6 months, we are still in transition. The book of Numbers takes its name from the two numberings of the Israelites, the first at Mount Sinai and the second on the plains of Moab. Now, the Hebrew title for this book is In the Wilderness, which is quite descriptive of the contents. You see, most of the book describes Israel's experiences as they wandered in the wilderness. If I had to give you some key words to point out, wilderness would be one of them. And wandering is the other. Allow me to parenthetically pause and prayerfully paint a perfect picture of what it means, of what it looks like to wander. You know, as Brandon was talking in Bible class, it's must remember that as we start to study and hear the word of God, you really need to see what's going on in the text. And sometimes I may have to put it in contemporary terms in order to help paint the picture. You see, to wander means to move aimlessly, without purpose or direction. Okay, some of y'all are not feeling me yet. Ow, I was a lonely man. Y'all heard of that? Y'all remember that one? A man with no direction. A man with no purpose. Okay, I went back too far for some of you. Okay, that was the Commodore. He said that he was a man with no direction, a man with no purpose. He was walking around aimlessly. The lesson of Numbers is clear. While it may be necessary to pass through wilderness experiences, one does not have to live there. In other words, the wilderness is someplace you should be passing through, not camping out. Okay, now I know we do have some Bedouins that live in the desert, but most of us are not Bedouins. So imagine this, you're going through a desert place, a place that you're attempting to get to the other side. Your goal is not to stay. Your goal is to keep moving on, to move through. You see, for Israel, this alleged 11-day journey, some say 2 weeks, some say 11 days, but what the bottom line is, what could have taken 2 weeks, a transition that could have been 2 weeks, now took 40 years. Now they are circling in agony, which sagaciously suggests to me the following. The things that God has prepared and planned for your life, you can receive, but you must be ready for them. They were not ready to receive what God had for them. Sometimes problems get us ready for a greater reward. I know we're going through some stuff and things right now, but it appears that we are not ready to get out of what we're in right now because we're still in it. But just imagine and remember that just because you're in it, doesn't mean that that's where you're going to stay. And we have to trust God to get us through it. So don't shirk, don't shrink or draw back from the Lord because you're going through a tough time. Tough times are terrific times to tell somebody about Jesus. Okay, I'll say amen for myself. Constantly, we must always remember that even though we may find ourselves going through the wilderness, that we still have to keep on worshiping, praising, and serving God. And trusting God to get us through. I know. We're in the middle of a quadruple crisis. And it seems like every day is something else. Every time you turn on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever your favorite channel is, it's always something new. It's always something else. It's always a new challenge. But let me remind you of this. God's mercies are fresh every day. His mercies are fresh every day. That means he won't even give you a stale mercy. He thinks so much about you, he won't even give you an old mercy. Why? Because we need fresh mercies every day. You and I need fresh mercies. We need new mercies because you and I can only live one day at a time. Why do you think when the disciples were watching Jesus and they said, Lord, you need to teach us how to pray like that. And what was the Lord saying? He said, our Father which art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Why? Because you may not be here tomorrow. I'm going to take care of you, get you what you need to get through this day. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Let me just get you through this day. And hence, that goes back to the story, which reminds me of the picture that Brother Lopez painted of the children of Israel walking through the Red Sea, one step at a time. The best things, I was telling some folks just the other day, the best things that God has for you and I are not behind us. You remember this? They're not even in front of us. Stay with me now. The best things that God has for us are not behind us. It's not even in front of you, but it's before you. It's ahead of you. But in order to get to what God has ahead of you, to what God has set before you, sometimes you first have to deal with, you have to go through what's in front of you. Boy, you preaching now. They done missed an amen. Hold on, where's mine? Okay, y'all done missed that one. That's all right. Listen, sometimes the best thing that God has for you, it's ahead of you. But you got to deal with what's in front of you. Tyler, listen to me. Kyla, Simeon, Ryan, not Ryan, Cheyenne, Alexa, young folk, listen to me. You have to trust and follow God's lead when you're in the wilderness. Listen, okay. You can't get to the next level of where God is trying to take you until you first get through the level that you're at right now. And if you're not doing what you need to do right now to get to the next level, you won't get to the next level. Listen, you can't become a senior without first making it through the 11th grade. Am I right about it? You can't get to the 11th grade until you first go through the 10th grade. You can't get through. You see, you have to go through something. You have to deal with what's in front of you in order to get what's ahead of you. God has great blessings for us ahead of us. But we have to trust God to get us through it. I'm working my way to my text. You have heard me say it before. James Baldwin once said, you can't change everything you face. But you can't change anything until you first face it. You see, you must face the problem. You must face the wilderness that's in front of you before you can get to the promise that God has placed ahead of you. That's poor English, but God still got what we need. God still has everything that we need. All we have to do is trust God to get us through. I don't know what your wilderness is. I don't know, but there's a wilderness in front of you. There's a problem you have to deal with. Maybe it's unemployment. Maybe it's pain, fear, worry, or doubt. Maybe what's in front of you is confusion. Will school start? Or will we be doing e-learning? Or are they going to let me go at my job? Or am I going to stay? There's a wilderness in front of you. But the question is, the heart-burning, mind-piercing question today simply is this. In front is the wilderness. Question is, how long will you want? How long will you wander and forget that even though while they were wandering, they still were worshiping God? Even through their wanderings, they found themselves worshiping God. You see, you may not be ready for your breakthrough just yet. You may have to do some break whiffs before you get to your breakthrough. We don't know how long we may have to meet like this, to go to school like this, to go to work like this, to go to the grocery store like this. But we do know if we trust God, you've heard him a thousand times, and never doubt, he will surely bring us out. Jeremiah 29, Jeremiah said, for I know the plans. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know the plans that I have for you. God says, I know the plans I have for you. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, which suggests that you don't. But God does. He says, declares the Lord, I plans for you to prosper and not to harm you. I got plans to give you hope and even a future. So as I work my way to the text, transitional periods in the life of a nation often serve to define the character and future of that people. For they build upon earlier foundations and yet diverge into new arenas of livelihood, character, and constitution. Okay, I know that was a lot. Let me slow down. Let me bring it back. Pause, rewind, reflect. Transitional periods in life of a nation often serve to define the character and the future of that people. You see, what we are going through right now will define who we are in the future. How we behave, how we deal with what we're going through right now will determine what folk will say about us in the year 2040, the year 2060, the year 2080. In the analysis of the broad history of any given people, these intervals are pivotal moments of transition in assessing major movements that illuminate the particulars of later epochs. The book of Numbers, as I work my way to the text, serves such a purpose, both in the Pentateuch and in the larger presentation of the history of Israel. Okay, now that we've gone to school, let me take you to the text and walk with me, if you will, through the text. And the lesson will be yours. And I'm just going to give you, let's just pull on three things right here so that to keep me timely. I just want to pull on three lessons, three messages I want to pull out of here. And we're going to link them all together. This is a period of transition. We have to trust God to get us through this. So trust God. Move together, but follow the leader. Trust God. Move together and follow the leader. It's right there in the text. It's right there in the text, folks. Let me show you. Go down to verse number 15. Let's start at verse number 15.
And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up the cloud, covered the tabernacle, namely, the tent of the testimony, and at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was a lay, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And then the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle. Then after the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents.
Okay, very good. So watch this. So on the day when the tabernacle was set up and the cloud covered it, it was from morning until evening. And the people of Israel would break camp, and then they would follow it. And whenever the cloud was settled, the people of Israel will set up camp. You see, the first thing we have to learn how to do while we're in the wilderness is that we have to learn to trust God. Trust that God is in your camp through your wilderness experience. Make sure God is in your camp. In the wilderness, you need God to lead you through. Watch this. There's a difference between being led and being guided. I'm going to come back and touch on that. But God was leading them through. And he did it in a regular pattern, both day and night. You see, you need to have God with you both day and night. You need to be covered in the blood of Christ. That's why when we're covered with the blood of Christ, we have the power and the privilege of prayer, day and night. We must learn to trust God. Even when you can't track, trace, or trail God, trust his heart. You see, Psalms 77 says, Lord, thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. You see, I can follow you. I can track, trace, and trail you and follow you as long as I can see your footsteps. Right? But watch this. But once you step into the sea, I don't know which direction you're going into. That means that I've got to trust that you're going to lead me through this. But here's the beautiful part about this. When you go back to Psalm 77 and you go up to verse number 16, in Psalm 77 and verse number 16, and I'm going to read to you from the New Living Translation. Remember, there's a difference between being led and being guided. There's a difference between being led and being guided. We want God to lead us, but you've got to follow him. In verse 16 of Psalm 77, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, Psalm 77, verse 16, it says, when the Red Sea saw you, O God, its waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked to its very depths. The clouds poured down rain. The thunder rumbled in the sky. Your arrows of lightning flashed. Your thunder roared from the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road led through the sea. Your pathway through the mighty waters. Watch this. And it was a pathway no one knew was there. Okay, y'all ain't see the picture. The children of Israel, God saw the pathway through the Red Sea. He said, I know exactly where it is. I know exactly where I'm going to part the water. I know exactly what you're going to step. I know you don't. I know the road that led through the sea. And watch what it says in verse number 20. Watch who led the people through. It says, you led your people along the road like a flock of sheep. With Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. You see, Moses and Aaron, they weren't leading. They were guiding. God was leading them out. God was showing them the way. God was directing them. Moses and Aaron, they were just guides. They were just tour guides pointing out along the way. Listen, you must learn to trust God even in the wilderness to bring you through your transition. God led them. Moses guided. Now, here's my second point. Watch this. Here's my second PowerPoint for you. Trust God, but move together. Verses 18 through 22.
And in this way, they traveled and camped at the Lord's command, wherever he told them to go.
Now, watch this. As he's reading, listen to all of the theys, the thems, the therefores. Keep going, sir.
Then they remained in their camp as long
as
the cloud stayed over the tabernacle. If the cloud remained over the tabernacle for a long time, the Israelites stayed and performed their duty to the Lord. Sometimes the cloud would stay over the tabernacle for a few days. So the people would stay for only a few days. As the Lord commanded, then at the Lord's command, they would break camp and move on. Sometimes the cloud stayed only overnight and lifted the next morning. But day or night, when the cloud lifted, the people broke camp and moved on.
The people,
Whether the cloud stayed above the tabernacle for 2 days, a month, or a year, the people of
Israel,
Israel stayed in camp and did not move on. But as soon as it lifted,
they broke camp
and moved. So they.
Yeah. That's good. You can just hold it right there. You see it, folks. Now, when you go back, when I went back and I researched and I studied this text, in this one brief pericope of text, this one period between verses number 15 to verse number 23, some 16 times he used the pronoun them, they, there, the Israelites. Everything that they did together at the Lord's command. Remember, it wasn't Moses that was leading them. It was the Lord. They were following the Lord. Moses was the man that was guiding them. But if you don't follow your guide, guess where you're going to end up? You know, many folks have gone on vacations and the tour guide has showed them, here's the path to stay on. But oh no, you want to go off on your own trail. Okay, and they find you about 2 or 3 days later. You feel me? So what you have to do is follow the guide, but let the Lord lead you. Okay. Listen. They stayed and they moved together. There is power in coming together. There's power in oneness. There's power in unity. This whole COVID-19 thing could be under control if we all move together and did what we're supposed to do together. They've done it already in other countries. So we know it can be done, but we're not together. In the church, the way the church moves forward, the way the body of Christ moves forward, is we move forward, church, kinfolk, together. That's why relationships and coming together is so important. Let me move on to my last point for this lesson. But you have to follow the leader. Trust God. Move together. Follow the leader. Look at verse number 23. Verse number 23 says, so they, here we are, we're all together now. We trust in God. We're moving together. So they camped or traveled. I don't know how long this whole COVID thing, I don't know how long this Zoom stuff, I don't know how long it's going to last, but whatever it is, we got to do it together. It could be 2 days, it could be 2 weeks, it could be a year. We don't know, but God knows the path. He knows the direction that he's going to guide. Just the Lord lead, and all we have to do is follow the guide that God has put in place. So they camped or traveled at the Lord's command. They did whatever the Lord told them through Moses. Trust God. Move together. Follow the leader. We'll elaborate more on this on Wednesday, Lord. We'll take a deeper dive into this particular text. But I just want us to know today, Kenfo, I just want us to remember today, don't forget to trust God to lead us through. We're in a period of transition. And one of the things about going through a transition, when you don't know how long it's going to take, it's always a challenge, Tyler. But God is going to get you through. I heard Brother Lopez say at the beginning of the Sunday school, when he started off, he was talking about Psalms 23 and 4. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley. You see, and I like when he says, yeah, I walk through. I'm not running. I'm not skipping. I'm not jumping. I'm just walking. Y'all heard me preach this before. Because I'm not afraid, because God is with me. Make sure that you trust God. Let us always move together and follow God's lead. What took Israel, as you know, 40 years, they went in a circle, Tyler. They was in a circle for 40 years. They could have took a straight line. Some of us, we could be on the straight line, but we still go in a circle. And it's preventing us from getting the promises that God has for us. It's preventing us from getting to that next level in our own personal relationship with God. Trust God. Move together, kinfolk. And let us learn to follow the leader. That's my message for today. I just wanted to just share something with you. Because of all of the transitions that's going on right now, all around us, to keep the faith, keep trusting God. So at this time, if there's someone who's been challenged with the social distancing, you've been challenged with unemployment, you've been challenged with pain, fear, worry, and doubt, you've been challenged with the trauma of the quadruple crisis that we're going through. Whatever challenges you may be facing at this time, maybe you're dealing with challenges from loss of a loved one, and that's a transition. There's so many transitions that are going on right now. We can't even begin to name them. But we can begin to name. We do know who will get us through. I pray that God blesses you until we meet again. And if there's any at this time, we'll make way for you at this time. And then if there are brothers, we'll take necessary steps as we move forward to pray for those who may be in need of prayer at this time, if there are any. We give you that opportunity at this time.